Good morning. Welcome to Lake Country Universalist Church. My name is Willa Moore. We have some announcements about church and life activities. On April 1st at Alverno College, there will be a workshop featuring Chris Crass. The workshop is called Racial Justice, The Courage to Act, and we are among the sponsoring organizations. The workshop is from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., and there will be a keynote and then breakout sessions. Lunch is provided. Tickets are available at early bird prices until March 15th, so get them now. Cost is $20 for adults and $10 for youth and students. Pay What You Can is also available. Tickets are available online. See Rev. Amy or Bud or Sarah Hudson for more information. At this time, I invite you to greet those sitting around you. If you are visiting with your children, today is a special intergenerational service, and there will be no religious education classes. Children and youth should remain in the service. Our nursery is available for children age 4 and younger. This is located in the foyer entrance to our church. We hope you enjoy this morning service.
In the quiet, misty morning, when the moon has gone to bed, when the sparrows stop their singing, and the sky is clear and red, when the summer ceased its gleaming, and the corn is past its prime, when adventure's lost its meaning, I'll be homeward bound in time. Bind me not to the pasture, chain me not to the plow, set me free to find my calling, and I'll return you somehow. If you find it's me you're missing, if you're hoping I'll return to your thoughts, I'll soon be listening. In the road I'll stop and turn, then the wind will set me racing as my journey nears its end, and the path I'll be retracing as I'm homeward bound again. Bind me not to the pasture, chain me not to the plow, set me free to find my calling, and I'll return to you somehow. In the quiet, misty morning, when the moon has gone to
Good morning. Our opening words are by a musician, artist, writer, and activist, John Lennon. When I was 5 years old, my mother always told me that happiness was the key to life. When I went to school, they asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I wrote down happy. They told me I didn't understand the assignment, and I told them they didn't understand life. We will now light our chalice.
Good morning. My name is Olivia Nichols. This morning's service will be presented by the 5th and 6th graders who are completing the Transitions program titled Identities. As a welcoming congregation, we hope that all visitors, friends, and members, whoever they are on life's journey and whatever their background, will find a lasting home here. No matter who you love or what pronouns you use to describe yourself, you are welcome here. Whether you're a Harry Potter geek or don't have any idea what a Holocrux is, you are welcome here. Whether you are a bold artist or can't draw a simple stick figure, you are welcome here. Whether you know everything about homophones or can't tell which is which, you are welcome here. Please join us for refreshments and conversation in our social hall after the service, and while you're there, stop by the welcome table to find out more about LCUC. Today's order of service includes announcements of upcoming church activities, and we look forward to everyone joining in. To stay current on services, events, and activities, please check our webpage at lcuuc.org and like and follow us on Facebook. Please take a moment at this point in the service to silence all electronics. Again, welcome to all of you here this morning. We are so pleased that you have chosen to celebrate and worship with us. I would like to introduce the kids participating in this transition service. Andrew Fujimoto, Zeke Mackey, Jack Rankin, Josh Knox, Jackson Knox, William Moore, and me, Olivia Nichols. We spent the past 5 weeks getting ready for this service. We started with our sleepover here at LCUC to get to know each other. We played many games, ate homemade pizza, and watched the movies The Goonies. The Goonies is about a last adventure for a group of friends on the verge of growing up. We also watched some videos about coming-of-age ceremonies for our kids in all their cultures. Let's just say it was a little harsher than having to make a speech in front of the church. The next few weeks, we spent extra time before the service working on our religious family trees, timelines, and our collages, which will all be on display in the social hall. Another thing that we worked on for the service was our bio poems. One of the easiest but also the hardest things for that was choosing our spirit animal. Those of you who know me can probably guess what mine is. I hope you like our service and get to learn something new about each of us. As the only female in this group, I would like to end with my favorite quote, "Well-behaved women really make history." Please stand as you are willing and able and join me in our opening hymn, Hallelujah. We will help Doug Esty teach it to you.
Times to the chorus to give you an idea of how it goes.
One of the ways we care for the wider community is by contributing to local food pantries, both financially and through the collection of non-perishable food items, which we donate each month. If you have food items to share, please bring them forward at this point in the service, or ask a child to bring them forward for you. And I invite all children to come up front for a story, to enjoy a story.
And I know we usually sit over here, but we're gonna move over here for today because there's all those drums in the way and stuff. So yeah. You guys could all congregate around the circle.
You can come closer.
Or no, or they can be wherever they want to be. Okay. Where you use after all. So we're going to be reading The Missing Piece to you guys today by Shel Silverstein. So if you guys like it. It was missing a piece, and it was not happy. So it set off in search of its missing piece. And as it rolled, it sang this song. Oh, I'm looking for my missing piece. I'm looking for my missing piece. Heidi-ho, here we go. I'm looking for my missing piece. Sometimes it baked in the sun. But then the cool rain would come down. And sometimes it was frozen by snow, but then the sun would come and warm it again. And because it was missing a piece, it could not roll very fast, so it would stop to talk to a worm. Or smell a flower. And sometimes it would pass a beetle. And sometimes the beetle would pass it. And this was the best time of all. And over and on it went, over oceans. Oh, I'm looking for my missing piece, over land and overseas. So grease my knees and fleece my bees, I'm looking for my missing piece. Through swamps and jungles, up mountains and down mountains. Until one day, lo and behold, I found my missing piece, it sang. I found my missing piece. So grease my knees and fleece my bees. I found my... Wait a minute, said the piece. Before you go greasing your knees and fleecing your bees, I am not your missing piece. I am nobody's piece. I am my own piece. And even if I was somebody's missing piece, I don't think I'd be yours. Oh, he said sadly, I'm sorry I have bothered you. And it rolled on. And it found another piece. But this one was too small. And this one was too big. And this one was a little too sharp. And this one was too square. One time, it seemed to have found the perfect piece, but it didn't quite hold on tight enough. And lost it. Another time, it held too tightly. And it broke. So on it rolled, having adventures, falling into holes, and bumping into stone walls.
And then one day, it came upon another piece that seemed to be just right. "Hi," it said. "Hi," said the piece. Are you anybody else's missing piece? "Not that I know of." "Well, maybe you want to be your own piece?" "I can be someone's and still be my own." "Well, maybe you don't want to be mine." "Maybe I do." "Maybe we won't fit." "Well, it fit. It fit perfectly. At last. At last." And away it rolled. And because it was now complete, it rolled faster and faster. Faster than it had ever rolled before. So fast that it could not stop to talk to a worm. Or smell a flower. Too fast for a butterfly to land. But it could sing its happy song. At last it could sing, "I found my missing piece." And it began to sing. "I've frowned my niz and g's, I've frowned my mitts and breeze, so crease my me's and bleeze my dreez, I've frowned." Oh my. Now that it was complete, it could not sing at all. "Aha," it thought, "so that's how it is." So it stopped rolling, and it set the piece down gently, and slowly rolled away. And as it rolled, it softly sang, "Oh, I'm looking for my missing piece. I'm looking for my missing piece. Hidey-ho, here we go. I'm looking for my missing piece." The end.
Our offertory words come from Joseph Campbell, an American mythologist, writer, and lecturer who is best known for his work in comparative mythology and comparative religion. Follow your bliss, and the universe will open doors for you where there were once only walls. Our church and its members continue to face the universe and break down walls. Please consider contributing today and allow us to follow our bliss. At this time in the service, the offertory will be gratefully given and received. Our thanks for these gifts. Our thanks given for these gifts given and received for the work of this community.
This is a time in our service where we share our joys and concerns. We do this in two ways, by speaking them aloud and by lighting candles. If you have a joy or concern to share, please raise your hand and one of my friends will bring you a microphone.
This is Heidi, and I have a great joy. My daughter Brianna has a quadriplegic child in her classroom who had a birthday this weekend, and she wanted to make a special book for him because he loves textures and bright colors. So we did a fabric book from the colors of the rainbow, and she picked everything that we put in the book, and it was all applique and everything else just for Owen. It was great that she wanted to do it for her friend.
I have a joy. I'm so proud of my two nephews, Jackson and Joshua, and it's just overwhelming being here and just seeing them shine. So grateful to be here and see them.
My name is Jan, and I have a joy. I wanted to make sure that we all recognize all the hard work that Chris and Jesse have helped these children over the last few weeks to make today happen. So thank you.
I'm Chris over here. we have a concern and a joy. First, our concern is that our kitty of 18 years, Stella, died last week, and she was real sick. But we have a joy that we have another kitty, and her name is?
Nina.
Nina.
We light a final candle for the joys and concerns that we hold deeply, but which not have been named here today. Now please, rise in body or spirit and join us in singing hymn number 368 from the Gray Hymnal. Now let us sing.
Sing to the power of the Holy Spirit. Lift up your voice. Be not afraid. Let us sing to the power. This is a reading by an American poet, singer-songwriter, cartoonist, screenwriter, and author of children's books, Shel Silverstein. Listen to the mustn'ts, child. Listen to the don'ts. Listen to the shouldn'ts, the impossibles, the won'ts. Listen to the never-haves, then listen close to me. Anything can happen, child. Anything can be.
Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to have you all here today. It's been a lot leading up to this, so this is it. This is the real thing, and I'm so proud of this front row. So my name is Jessie Knox, and I'm the mom of Josh and Jackson, and I got the pleasure to co-lead this with Chris Rollins, our director of religious education, and then our mentors, Kaya Rollins and Isabella Nichols, who were in the transitions last year. So I'd like to share a few words about what we did together, and then maybe a few too many photos, too. So we spent the last 6 weeks working on the first stage of LCUUC's transitions program, which is called Identity or Identities. And the purpose of this program is to help them, the fifth and sixth graders, better understand themselves at this time of transition in their lives, and also to explore a bit about how they fit into our religious community here at LCUUC. It's paired with another transition service, which will happen when they're high schoolers, and it'll also happen later this year with the high schoolers. So we started this six-week endeavor together, 6 weeks with an overnight, and what a better way to get to know each other right away. It turns out this church is really a great place to play hide-and-seek and many other games. And we made pizzas and ate too much, tried to make a group pyramid. You'll see how well that worked in the photos. And we watched a couple of really interesting videos of how other cultures celebrate this time of transition in young people's lives and their rites of passage ceremonies. So, and of course, an obligatory watching of the Goonies was enjoyed. And in our classes, the kids have created religious family trees and personal timelines that will be on display after the service. And they spent time deeply evaluating what their drawings might mean based on size and placement on the paper and amount of detail and on and on. We made poster collages with pictures that illustrate who they are and what they feel is important. And they wrote bio poems, which they'll share with you here today. Much of their work is on display, and I hope you guys will stick around afterwards for cake and refreshments and to see their work. Olivia, Andrew, Zeke, Willem, Jack, Jackson, and Josh. These are names I thought I knew, but now I really do know each of you, and this day is for you. Watching each of you work towards this day has been an experience that Chris and Kaya and Isabella and I won't forget, and I hope you won't either. When I say that each of you holds such promise for the future, I mean that, and I believe each of you was sent to save this world, and you are well on your way. And now we'll have a slideshow with some pictures of our adventures together.
Thank you.
quote for our youth for today by Oscar Wilde. Be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. Now the youth are going to share their bio poems along with special music. Olivia and Josh are first.
Olivia Nichols, also known as Liv, daughter of Elizabeth and Harry, sister of Isabella and Madeline, family member Mr. Tibbs, my dog, who is strong, funny, and weird, who loves animals, sports, and making things, who feels joyful when I'm with my dog, playing my cello, and being outside, who needs my family, food, and to be happy, who is good at soccer, writing, and math, who fears death, the world exploding, getting sick, who in the future would like to solve cancer, meet a panda, and stop global warming. The spirit animal I have chosen for myself is a dog because I'm energetic, loyal, and kind.
Joshua Knox, son of Jesse and Jake, stepson of Tara and Jake, brother of Jackson, Andrew, Oliver, and surprisingly, Oscar, who is smart, athletic, and speedy, who loves sports, family, and friends in summer, who feels joyful with family, playing sports, and being peaceful, who needs love from my family, extracurricular activities, and 80-degree weather, who is good at math, debating, some may say arguing, and physical activities, who fears war, bad people, and death of loved ones, who in the future would like to go to Hawaii, play sports, and make sure there are no more bad precedents, the spirit animal I have chosen for myself is a frog because frogs are just cool swag.
Andrew Fujimoto, also known as Andy Drew, Santa, Jan and John, brother of Elise, who is intelligent, responsible, and enthusiastic about being not enthusiastic, who loves puns, band, and instant ramen, feels joyful when I'm on vacation with family and summer days, who loves summer days, who needs food, a bed, and extremely odd creativity, who is good at playing chess, making bad puns, and making weird collages, and who fears bad cooking, drowning in a capsized ship, and forgetting things, who in the future would like to get a good education, see a lunar eclipse, and solve global warming. The spirit animal I have chosen myself is a chimpanzee, because they have really awesome eyes, and they're quick and curious.
Jackson Knox, also known as JJ, son of Jesse and Jake, stepson of Tara and Jake, brother of Josh, Andrew, Oliver, and Oscar, who is kind, funny, and sometimes bored, who loves family, friends, and Mountain Dew, who feels joyful when playing basketball, being with friends, and winning, who needs pizza, water, and friends, who is good at playing football, dancing, and playing the clarinet, who fears bees, clowns, and being alone, who in the future would like to win a Pokemon tournament, visit Japan, and see pigs fly. The spirit animal I have chosen for myself is the jaguar because I am fast and athletic.
Thank you.
Jack Rankin, son of Joan and Craig, nephew of Auntie Barbie. Family members are my dogs, Ash and Luke, who is mature, funny, and kind, who loves The Legend of Zelda, sleeping late in the morning, my family and dogs, and singing and performing, who feels joyful when I'm playing basketball, visiting friends in California, and singing and performing in front of an audience, who needs good friends, a good education, and the great food at Wine Maniacs and Econ Walk, who is good at basketball, math, and singing, who fears nothing, who in the future would like to see the world, experience other cultures, and make sure that our future exists with equality for everyone in the world. The spirit animal that I have chosen for myself is the fox, because it is clever, and in stories it is really cunning, and I like its color scheme.
Lila Moore, son of Jennifer and David, brother of Andrea, who is calm and rebellious, who loves Legos, television, family, friends, and gaming on PSs, who feels joyful when reading, biking, playing with Legos, watching TV, and gaming, who needs good friends, exercise, and more healthy stuff, who is good at reading, writing, and gaming, who doesn't like losing family, pets, and getting in trouble, who in the future would like to solve world hunger, create peace, end wars, and see a demented unicorn eating all the worst flavors of yogurt in the world with the spork. Don't judge me. The spirit animal I've chosen for myself is the phoenix because they burst into flames and are reborn from the ashes, and I think that's just pretty cool.
Alexander Mackey, also known as Zeke, son of Megan and Jeff, brother of Linda and Dan, brother-in-law of Hillary, who is intelligent, determined, and generous, who loves learning, swimming, and my puppies, who feels joyful when I'm learning with my puppies and living, who needs my family, my computer, and to learn things, who is good at learning, swimming, and solving a Rubik's Cube over there, who fears death, war, and heights, who in the future would like to create peace, ensure equality, and eliminate hate. The spirit animal I've chosen for myself is the dolphin because I love to swim, I'm intelligent, and friendly.
Good morning. For those who don't know who I am, I'm Chris Rollins. I'm the Director of Religious Education here at LCUUC. And it is my pleasure at this time to formally recognize these fifth and sixth graders in the front row for completing this transitions program. But before I do that, I have a couple of thank yous I'd like to extend. I would first like to thank Jesse Knox, who helped facilitate this six-week program. We had a fairly large group of kids this year, and she helped make their time together fun, interesting, thoughtful, and productive. This program allows our kids to have a better sense of who they are in this church community and allows them to find their way as they will soon become teenagers. Jesse, thank you for donating your time to this program, and I'd like to offer you this token as a gift of gratitude.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, I would like to thank two young ladies from our congregation that served as mentors to our transition class this year. They both went through this last year, and they proved invaluable to our students and to Jesse and I this year. They were at the sleepover, they attended many of the Sunday morning classes, and they have offered their support in helping their peers this year to show their talents and explore their identities. Isabella Nichols and Kaya Rollins, would you please come up, please? I have a few more people to thank. The first rehearsal of the music for today's service occurred on the Sunday morning after the sleepover in early February. So the possibility of a sleepless night before us was really high. But I think we were all amazed when the kids gave a powerful first go-through of the special music they will perform next in our service today. It's always such a joy to see the many talents of our youth here at LCUUC, and this class was no exception. All the kids were so lucky to have such patient and kind guidance in presenting their musical talents today. Please join me in a big round of applause thanking Nancy Bratt and Doug Estee for all their musical involvement with this group. The service wouldn't be the service without sound, so I'd like to thank Carl Tim and Craig Howard for coming in yesterday and today. And finally, I would like to offer a thank you to Lorena Marari for her contribution of music later in the service today. And now, I would like to say to this group of energetic, creative young members of our church, thank you for committing to do this transition program, for coming together to learn about yourselves and your religious journey. And thank you for sharing yourselves with us during this special worship service today. We look forward to watching you grow and participate more and more in the life of the church as you move through middle school and into high school. As you grow from being a child into a youth here, I hope you can see and feel how important all of you are as part of our congregation. Your energy and ideas will inspire all of us in the future. We are excited to get to know you better, and we look forward to your voice in making LCUUC a place where good things happen in the world. And now, Miss Jessie's going to present each of you with a small token to recognize your completion of the program. When you wear this pin with the symbol of our faith, which is the chalice, we hope it will remind you that you are part of something bigger than yourselves. You are an important part of this church community today and always. Andrew Fujimoto. Jackson Knox. Joshua Knox. Alexander, or as we like to call him, Zeke Mackey. Willem Moore. Miss Olivia Nichols. And Jack Rankin. We'd also like to thank the parents of these fine young people for raising them to be bright, caring individuals. Thank you for helping them search for truth and meaning in their lives and to grow in compassion and respect for all people. Thank you for helping inspire them to lead lives committed to peace and justice and care for this earth. And now we're going to ask the children to take a flower to their parent or parents and give them a little hug and show them some appreciation for their love and support. In the transition we call coming of age, First, I'd like to share these words by Judith E. Meyer. In the transition we call coming of age, we see the child trying to hold on to the true self and actively creating, at the same time, the self who will become the adult. Everything is in flux, and it will be for a while. But there is something that comes from taking all that energy, chaos, and flux and shaping it into a statement, a service, and a celebration that will go with them as they grow. Something that says that being whole is a collaborative act, requiring us to hold on to our true selves, but also to each other.
From the fire, living in the fire, go back to the fire, turn the world around. We come from the water, living in the water, go back to the water, turn the world around. We come from the mountain, living on the mountain, go back to the mountain, turn the world around. Whoa!
See, we want another clearly to
of the river, body is the mountain, spirit is the sunlight, turn the world around. We are of the spirit, truly of the spirit, only can the spirit turn the world around.
Whoa!
Our closing words are by an American children's author and illustrator, Dr. Seuss, also known as Theodore Geisel. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. Please join us in the social hall to see our projects and talk to us about the Transitions program. We have some special refreshments, including cake. We will all remain up front for a brief time to allow for pictures by family and friends.